Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, I don't know about you, but I am looking forward to self-driving cars. Yes, I am. Because when you live in an area with a lot of people who are past the driving age, it's amazing to see some of the things that they'll do. You have to absolutely drive defensively. People will just pull out in front of you. They'll go over three lanes. You'll be passing an accident, and you'll say, how in the world did they get on that side of the road? And I look forward to, it can't come soon enough, where we have every single car that avoids accidents, that stops itself, that helps you stay in line, that the software programs improve upon, driving and accidents will be less. But until that time that happens, we have to drive defensively. We have an aging population, and as the aging population gets older, so does the driving. It's just amazing to watch. So when we're out there on the street, when we're out there going to the supermarket, when we're out there just going for a cup of coffee or just taking a pleasure drive on a nice Sunday afternoon, we must be defensive. If we are not defensive, then we will get into an accident. Because I can't tell you how many times that I go out and I pull out of the community and all of a sudden I see someone doing something and I have to take action to make sure that I'm not in an accident. Well, that's easy to understand, isn't it? But CEOs, presidents, and business owners need to recognize problems before they happen. It's the same thing. You have to recognize the disaster. You have to recognize exactly what's going on. You have to pay attention that the employee, the coworker that was working with you that was so fantastic, so great, all of a sudden, there's a problem. All of a sudden, they're in a situation where you don't know what happened, but you continued to think that they were doing a great job. So because you thought that, you really didn't pay attention to what they were doing. You didn't pay attention to the quality of the work that was going out. You didn't pay attention to late deliveries. You didn't see the problem coming. You didn't see the problem of overselling, where we're selling more and we're making promises that we can't deliver. So you see, it's really important for business owners to absolutely understand their business, pay attention to what's going on, anticipate the problems that are going to happen, and solve those problems before they happen. And when you do that, you have less stress. So what does that mean? That means we have to look for the problem. We have to understand what's going on. We can't just say everything is okay. Business is going fine. We're making a profit. We're having enough sales. But any business, I don't care what business it is, you have problems. You have challenges. And the more successful you are, the more challenges and the more problems you have, the more you have to pay attention. And if you're not paying attention, one day you will wake up and you will say, how did this happen? How did I get into this mess? How did this is just unacceptable. So every single day, absolutely have a positive attitude and embrace what works. Be excited about the success that you have. And at the same time, say to yourself, what's not working? It's not a negative statement. It's a positive statement to uncover problems in your business and solve those problems. What do our customers and clients want from us? Well, they want us to help them make a profit. They want us to sell us a product or a service that's going to encourage their people to be more successful, to add something to their business. So let's take a look at things. Let's walk into our office, our business, our factory every single morning and say, what's right and what's not right? And you will be very successful, and it will be the most successful year you've ever had, because you're ahead of the curve, because you understand what can go wrong, and you are anticipating how to solve that problem long before it happens. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.